First, though, it is time to turn our attention to a very big night one of us had here recently. In fact, this is a first-of-kind night, we're told, for this particular individual. This probably could only happen during a period where duties at the workplace were not required. As I imagine, the bounce back time required after this would be pretty significant. So let's go around the horn real quick and determine who's been here lately and who hasn't. Cobra, okay. How's your roll call been looking lately?
Solid. I don't think I've missed a day in quite some time.
Black Dan?
I was here all week, over the last 2 weeks, me and Jake Z manning the capsule.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Ty, you been pretty solid here of late?
Very solid, very solid. So it wasn't me.
Okay, and Alexis has been on hand for all of her prescribed duties. I've been here.
It was me. I've been off for the last 2 weeks, okay?
Oh, okay. I forgot.
Stupid setup.
It's a formula that's existed for years, Shoopy.
I'm aware.
Right. We're just trying to make you squirm a little bit, Shoopy.
I've been squirming for 24 hours or so.
Well, tell us about this.
Yes, try to wriggle yourself off this fish hook.
This is your story. We think you should tell it.
I went to a strip club.
For?
Fun.
The first time?
Yeah.
Okay. At the age of?
24.
Now, what would prompt a young man of your stature to head off to one of these dens of iniquity?
No, what would prompt a young man of your stature to wait until you're 24 to go?
That's true. Well, if you waited this long, you might as well just skip the whole scene.
That's,
you know,
what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Who wrote
buddy mine? Buddy of mine that works at the Barley House, oddly enough.
Okay, so now who suggested this? How did this start? Because I don't think you just came up to somebody up there and said, hey, I want to do this.
I had no intention that night of doing anything except after Barley House, passing out in my bed.
So what time was this at?
It was after close.
This was
like 2 a.m.
This was at 3 a.m.
By the time we got there, yeah.
No, I've spoken with your compadre.
Yeah, you might have a better idea of how to tell the story.
Uh-oh.
Of this little soiree.
How much drinking was going... Oh, no. $2 Wells night for Groobs.
Yes.
On vacation.
Mm-hmm. With nothing to do the next day.
Or for a week and a half. This is the first Thursday of my vacation.
All right, so 2 o'clock rolls around. You're at the Barley House, and
never a good idea to do anything but go home at 2 o'clock.
Right, which was my hope,
but that's not how it worked out because somebody had another idea.
No, a buddy of mine that I don't know. Hell, it was Nick that works at Barley House. He's a bartender there.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, go ahead. You're doing great, Groobs.
Okay. He just wanted to keep the party going, and he knew that I was on vacation, didn't have to worry about
nothing,
waking up at any certain time, and
nothing.
Said, hey.
So he says, let's go to where?
I don't know if I want to name the place.
Why not?
Can I?
Yes,
I don't think I can.
Sure. Doesn't matter.
Why not?
All right. Cabaret Royale.
All right.
Where we wound up.
Okay.
I think he tried going someplace else, and
you were too short. There was a height limit.
Yeah.
Did you find a slightly used ticket shirt, if you know what I mean?
What?
Never mind. You were 4.
Right.
All right. So, at way after hours, way drunk, you roll into Cabaret Royale. And
Having never been to a place like this before.
Was the place thumping when you got there?
There was me, Nick, one other dude, and 3 strippers.
Oh, my God.
And this was on a weeknight? A Thursday,
Thursday
night?
Thursday. Well, Friday morning,
and
technically.
And they stay open that late?
Apparently.
Was it legs and eggs?
I have no idea. I had
grits and...
I wasn't very hungry at that point, so I didn't worry about the food.
Did they have a buffet?
I'm sure they did.
Okay. All right, so let's focus on you.
Uh-huh.
Let's see where you were headed with this. Now, were you armed with cash, or was Nick taking care of you?
Since I had no intention of going anywhere after Barley, I only had my credit card on me.
Yeah?
Oh, dear.
So, had to go to the ATM to get the money to pay whatever the cover is.
Yeah.
And
for lap dances.
Yeah. Is the cover sizable?
I don't remember. Memory's kind of shaky.
What kind of condition were you in?
Poor to quite
overall, or
from what I'd heard, he has been in better condition. Not throwing up in the trash can condition, but
no dash across the floor or anything like that.
No, but definitely not ready to go to Sunday school.
Right. Okay. Once again, $2 Wells night.
All right. So now you've heard Mike tell tale after tale of going to strip clubs for years now.
Yes.
Not that many.
Was it what you expected initially?
Yeah, I had a decent idea of what I was getting into. It was.
And once you bought your first dance, was it more than you bargained for, or was it?
It was more than expected.
Okay.
There was less clothing than I realized that there was going to be.
Okay.
Well, like it's a strip club.
Well, like none.
Oh, they're bottomless there?
Apparently.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right, so this is.
So that was neat.
What I'm hearing from his compadre is that Groobs didn't know the protocol on tipping the dancers while they were on stage, so Nick gave him a demonstration of going up to the lady, putting it in the G-string or handing it to her or whatever, and you go about your business.
Right, enjoying a few nice minutes of banter.
Yes,
with
it's
her
just banter.
Right.
So why don't you describe what your interpretation of your first time tipping a
stage
dancer.
Yes, tell us how you thought that process was supposed to roll out.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure where this is going.
What do you mean?
He doesn't remember.
I don't entirely remember. It was a rough night.
Let me help.
Oh, good. Please do.
So Groobs goes up with the dollar, gives it to the girl, and thinks that by handing her said dollar, this enables him to be able to get handsy.
Uh-oh.
To the extent where a bouncer / manager had to come over and tell him not to touch the girls.
Do you remember reaching out and touching one of the ladies?
Vaguely.
Did you go?
So you tried to step up those honkers, huh?
Full on, but the guy was kind of like,
what did you do? Hand her a buck and like reach up to honk her?
I don't know. I was just kind of touching her and stuff.
But he did not only have to be told once.
Oh, really?
He had to be told again, at which point his friend Nick had to intervene and say, look, man, I'm really sorry. It's his first time to a strip club.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Shoopy.
Sorry.
Do you remember anything else?
Not entirely.
Do you remember racking up $200 worth of lap dances?
Oh, no!
And there may have been one very expensive lap dance, because I hear that Groobs disappeared upstairs.
No!
No, Nick bought that
with
one.
With a lady. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right.
And this didn't end until the sun came up.
What time did you get home?
Got home? I was listening to Muse on the News when I went to bed.
Man, what a party.
You are amazing.
And then, so I get home, go to bed, and about a little before 6 o'clock, because I was planning on going up to Denton on Friday night to see Bueno's band, Orange Peel Sunshine, he's all of a sudden reminding me, hey, we got the gig tonight. I was like, oh, yeah. Can you give me a ride? He was like, yeah, I'll be there in like 5 minutes. So basically woke up, put on a hat, and got out of there.
Did you even shower?
Went up to Denton. No.
Oh,
didn't have time to.
Yuck. So you still
had strip
I showered.
From?
I showered when I got home.
Oh.
Okay. So you got the strip club coos off you.
Yeah.
So was it enjoyable? Did you have a good time?
Would you like to go back again?
Not really.
We'll pay for your second date.
Yeah.
I'm good.
See, Groobs, you need to go. If you need to experience it like normal people, not showing up for the ham buffet at 3 a.m., get there at like 10 o'clock with a group of buddies when the place is popping and there's like, 20, 25 girls. And they're listening to Pour Some Sugar on Me the 100th time.
Okay.
Now, How many dances, do you remember how many dances you got? Were they $20 each? So is that 10?
I think I was basically switching between two girls like the whole night.
Just like,
all right,
here's
20, here's 20.
And were they,
yeah.
were they all right?
Oh,
it was dead.
Yeah.
It was so dead. And here comes Groobs with his fat wallet. Now, do you remember...
Did you run out of gas on the way home?
That's not Davey.
Oh.
Now, do you remember becoming excited at any point?
What do you think?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Was there grinding?
There was some.
Oh, God.
After a while, basically, I just sat back and let them...
Let
do
the
whatever,
magic happen.
Do their
now,
thing.
Do you remember being chastised by the...
Yeah. With their charms?
You do?
I don't entirely remember what I did. But yeah, I remember the dude being like, all right, look.
You weren't blasting, were you?
Huh? No.
Blasting?
Just keep going.
Oh, God.
What? That'll get you thrown out.
You think? Do you remember the girls looking over at the manager and complaining, or did the manager, because
no,
there were
kind
so
of
few people?
They were close. The bouncer, whoever was close, was just like, all right, look, stop doing that. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
God, that's awesome. I wish I would have been there.
Oh, my God.
I would pay anything
to have
been there.
I would have been there with my little flip camera.
Oh, man, we need video of this so bad.
Surely there's surveillance, and we've got, don't we have moles at the cab?
Yeah, but you're talking about 2 weeks ago or something, or last week at this time.
That's a good point.
There's no way to know when it was.
No, not at all. All right, well...
Oh, the best thing about it is he's wearing his uniform, his Michigan swim trunks, flip-flops, and a bling-bling shirt.
No, my shirt was the Epic Battle shirt.
Oh, okay.
Which is consistent of what?
T-Rex, squid, and a whale fighting on top of each other in the ocean during a lightning storm.
But with shorts and flip flops, right?
Right.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Loose,
like I said, I had no plans of.
Wood shorts.
Oh, no.
He was in uniform.
Like I said, had no plans of doing any of that. It was planning on just barley and then pass out.
Wow.
That did not happen.
Do they have a dress code at those places?
Apparently,
I guess
not.
Apparently not.
No.
If that got in, then.
Look,
pretty
the
much
girls are
would.
Naked.
Right. As long as you're not.
That's pretty awesome.
Full throttle groove.
Pretty awesome.
That happened.
Well done, my friend.
Thanks.
Quite a story.
Well done.
Tell it again.
No.
I'd rather not.
I don't have time.
I didn't even want to do it the first time.
Too late.
You couldn't remember.
Hi, that's Mrs. Right. Groobs.
You were forced.
Sorry, Mom. I love you. Hope you still love me.
Probably you've got doesn't. A tough night ahead of you tonight, don't you?
I'm not going back tonight.
You have some splaining to do.
It was funny. It was over at my parents' house last night, and my dad kind of heard y'all tipping off about it, and... I was like, all right, son, you know, where were you? You know, not too worried about it. And I was like, went to a strip club, and he laughs his ass off. Still not sure if Mom knew at this point.
Oh, she's going to find out.
Mama Shoopy's going to know.
You're so busted.
I apologize.
All right. Well, that's quite a story.
Thanks.
I must say. Wouldn't mind hearing it again, but we got to go. All right.
Thank
529
God.
Here on The Ticket. Up